Control Scroll.
Aloha, everybody. Welcome to episode 8 of your Elder Scrolls Online podcast, Troll Scroll. It's been a couple weeks. Damn! But it's good to be back. It's great to be back. I'm looking forward to talking about many topics of speculation on tonight's episode of Troll Scroll. But before we dive into that, my fellow Michigander, that French guy, Timmy LaPerriere.
Hey!
What's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing swell.
Doing swell?
I'm doing swell.
Doing fantastic.
Good to be back.
Good to
Great
be back.
To be back.
Great to be back. I'm glad.
Great to be back. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
And the guy that lives only a few minutes away from me, my fellow classmate and student at the fullsail.edu, Dan the Man, what's going on, bro?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am glad to be here.
That Boston accent, man. Comes out sometimes, bro.
Comes out all the time.
Absolutely.
It comes out all the time.
Absolutely.
Love listening to Dan struggle over words.
Do it.
Not that you struggle, Dan.
That happens quite often. Quite often.
It's okay, though.
Oh, yeah. Guys, just a heads up. A couple announcements before we jump into the show. That Nameless Mage contest that we talked about on our last episode, the one where players can submit ideas for a name of an NPC mage in the Elder Scrolls Online, is going to end tomorrow, November 30th. So the ZeniMax Online community team will be announcing the winner of that, winner of $100 worth of goods, posters, what else was there, a t-shirt, and then, of course, the Nameless Mage. That NPC will be given the name of the winner, that idea. Not the name of the winner, the winner's name that he submitted. So, yeah. Can't wait to see what the name is. Can't wait to see how that all pans out. I thought that was a very cool idea. Looking forward to... Did you guys participate in that Nameless Mage contest at all? Did any of you do that?
Absolutely not.
Why do you say?
Wow! I don't mean to come across cynical. I apologize if I come across cynical. No, I'm not. When it comes to naming things, I'm not very good with naming things. I'm a creative person, but I can't name, like, the worst part about a guild for me is coming up with a guild name. I can create a guild structure. I can find people to join the guild. I can create a ranking system. I can't come up with a name to save my life, though. It's bad. So.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. His name would have just been, it would have been like John.
John.
Something John. Simple. And I mean, let's be real. Nobody's going to pick John.
Wow.
I mean, John, nothing wrong with the John. You know, John, John's a great name. John's a great name. But.
Yeah. Maybe it's good that you didn't participate.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Dan, what about you? You participate?
It's even better that I didn't participate, because I would be worse off than Tim. I would have made something so ridiculous that they'd just stare at the paper and be like, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Well, wow. Looks like everyone who did participate, your chances are better, because no one on the show participated. I have to agree with both of you. I suck at naming. If I have kids, it's going to be a very large hardship trying to name them, I think. But, yeah, Nameless Mage Contest winner will be announced tomorrow. Keep an eye on Twitter and their Facebook page. Okay, guys, let's jump into the show. We got a new concept art image from ZeniMax Online. They posted it on their Facebook page because they got over 500,000 likes. I don't know if you guys got a glimpse of the image. It's an image of Daggerfall, within the Daggerfall Covenant, and it looks It looks good, man. It looks good. Let me read the statement from them. Today marks a big ESO community accomplishment. Thanks to all of you, we've surpassed 500,000 likes on the Elder Scrolls Online Facebook page. To celebrate the occasion, we've created a new ESO wallpaper for you, which can be found in our wallpaper album and Imgur page, featuring an artistic scene of daily life in Daggerfall. You'll be able to stroll down this very same street in-game. Daggerfall, located in High Rock's southwestern region, is part of the Daggerfall Covenant and one of the most important cities in Tamriel. Thank you for your support and keep spreading the word about ESO. We look forward to sharing more with you in the exciting months ahead. So, guys, do you have any, looking at this image, I want to get your artistic minds on. What do you guys think about this image? Anything stick out to you? Is there something you would like to compliment? What were your impressions?
I like the fountain in the background.
How come?
I don't know. It's just nice looking, I guess. I don't know. They're adding scenery
to it. Tim, I think Dan's going to find a staff water staff. He's going to find a water staff in that fountain.
Who knows? Maybe you could go swimming and get to some kind of route where you get to this Atlantis city.
In that fountain. That particular fountain right there. It's a warp whirl.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, that's good. Dan, anything else? Anything serious?
That was serious.
Dan, I appreciate the fountain. It does have a majestic look to it. I don't know. I think the different structures, like the roofs, you know, look at the bell tower, look at the keep. They kind of have like a pointed, like, spearhead-looking structure to them. So that looks unique, and that's really about it.
Yeah, that's
what's isn't there. Isn't an elf too standing up front there? Looks like an elf. Correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody's probably gonna correct me and tell me that's not an elf. But doesn't the female closest to us on the right hand side look like an elf? She's got pointed ears. I'm pretty sure that's an elf.
She does have pointed
ears. Pretty sure that's an elf.
Wait a minute. Exclusive. You heard it first on Troll Scroll Podcast.
I don't really think it's an exclusive.
Faction zones unlocked.
No, I'm just kidding. No. That's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke, guys.
But I think it's safe to say that even though players might be locked from different zones like that, maybe we'll see races. That doesn't mean, you know, you could probably see an elf race in Daggerfall, or you could probably see maybe a human race within, not necessarily Somerset, but somewhere where the Ulmeri Dominion own. You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to be seeing the same three races, perhaps, in our territory. So maybe that's sort of an exclusive. Not really. Not really. I think we might be looking too much into it, but you can keep an open mind about it, at the very least.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think we might actually sort of see some vendors and NPCs that cross over. I'm assuming based on the story of each of our characters that we're going to play in the game, where we have direct contact with Molag Bal and how he has our soul so we can constantly resurrect and stuff, maybe we're like, we are going to be the epic heroes within the Elder Scrolls Online. But maybe because of our allegiance to our faction, because we are an epic hero of our faction, maybe that does prevent us getting access, since we're sort of enemies of each of these different cities and players and etc. Unlike a traveler or something, like we may see in this image of that elvish-looking female in Daggerfall. But yeah, I thought it was a great picture. I'm glad that we got that, you know, wallpaper. That was really nice of them. Great way to show the community that they care. I hope they do that in the future. I think they will do that in the future. Any last impressions about the image, boys?
Yeah, I do. There's a guy sitting down on the stairs on the left side of the picture, and he looks kind of struggled, so maybe that could be a person that's going to give out one of the quests or something.
You are really dissecting this thing, man.
Yeah, well, Tom said to put on my artistic ability hat.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Dan with his surgical hands just dissecting the crap out of this thing. Nice. Yeah, hey, that's a possibility. That is a possibility. You probably could go up to that guy and say, hey, buddy.
Yeah, how can I help you out?
What's got you down?
Yeah,
somebody,
probably like...
Somebody stole my sweet roll.
He's pouting. He performed the Dark Brotherhood ritual, but no one's answering his prayers.
No one came.
Yeah. What a joke. All right, guys. Moving right along. We're going to jump into the speculation station. The Elder Scrolls Online. Would you like to see it on all platforms? Do you think it's a possibility it could come out on all platforms? Right now, it's confirmed for PC, of course, and a Mac, which is awesome. But would you like to see it on PS3 or Xbox 360 as well?
I have a question real quick. When you say on all platforms, does this mean that Xbox, PS3, and the computer people can play with each other? Or they're in their separate little own worlds playing only on their console?
This is what I've heard. Like, you know, you guys have heard of Dust 514, right? The PS3 first-person shooter that's connected with the EVE Online universe.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they launched only on PS3 was because Xbox 360, the first version, the version that everyone has, well, not everyone, the majority of the people have, doesn't have the server capability and connection that PS3 can have with the PC users. So I don't think I agree with you.
It's a Microsoft product.
Yeah.
I'm just going to continue.
So, yeah, I don't think Xbox 360 will be able to support this. Maybe it can have its own MMO where it's players only on Xbox 360 playing the Elder Scrolls Online together. They have had MMOs on the Elder or on Xbox 360 before, but I don't think it will be able to connect to the PC users. Does that answer your question? I know PS3 can because they're doing it with Dust 514. Which is incredible.
That does answer my question. Thanks.
Okay. But, Tim, what do you think, man? Would you like to see it on all platforms? Do you think it's a possibility?
Do I think it's a possibility? Yes. Because it plays a lot like Skyrim, Oblivion, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it's definitely feasible gameplay-wise. And, you know, it's not... We do have abilities that we can activate and stuff like that, but it's not littered like other MMOs. So you don't need 45... hotkeys in order to play The Elder Scrolls Online. Would I personally like to see it? I mean, yeah, I guess it opens up more people to play the game, which in turn means there's more people paying for the game, and that means more content later on down the road, and more people to play with is always a good thing. Would I personally play on the PS3? No, just because I feel MMO should be played on the PC. It's just the way I am. You know, I really can't picture myself playing an MMO on the PS3. It wouldn't really feel right to me for some reason. And, you know, I don't think they're going to do it, though, just because, at least not anytime soon. You know, if they did do it, I think they would wait for the next-gen consoles just so that people that were playing on the 360 could still play. You know, Microsoft fans, Xbox fans could be, you know, would be able to purchase the game, obviously, then, and be able to have those server capabilities so that they could play with everybody else online. But I really just don't think that they're going to do it. I think they're going to stick to the PC and Mac for right now. And you know, if... I mean, can you really have... I guess you could have a subscription fee. You could have a subscription fee.
They have done it before.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You could have it through the PS3 and Xbox 360, but, again, it's just... If they have microtransactions and stuff, I know the PS3 users wouldn't be able to get them as quickly as the PC users because the PS3 only updates its PlayStation Store every, like, Thursday or something like that. It's not instant like I believe the 360 is and obviously like the PC is. And so you're only going to get updates or whatever weekly or whenever they come out on the PlayStation Network. So it would be a little bit more difficult and a little bit more challenging. So you might have two different types of patches going on then, or, you know, ZeniMax would have to coordinate their, like, patches and stuff around when the console versions could patch. And that's to say if they're all on the same server. If they're not on the same server and you have just PS3 users, then I really think, you know, well, it's not going to, it might not do that well because it's not going to be the same universe. I mean, yeah, it would still sell, but I really don't see, especially with the route Bethesda's been going with Dawnguard and Hearthfire coming out on the PS3, since they've been having huge issues with that. I really don't think if they launched only on the PS3 and not the Microsoft Xbox for just the Elder Scrolls, so like if it was just a PS3 exclusive until, you know, the next gen console for the Xbox came out or something like that, I really don't think it would sell well because there's a lot of people that are still pissed off at Bethesda for not being able to get Skyrim's DLCs on the PS3, so they might think to themselves, why am I going to continue to buy a Bethesda product?
You did make a good point, though, talking about, you know, it's... I don't want to say that they're limiting controls, but there's, you know, ZeniMax Online has been hyping the fact that there are only 6 hotkeys, 5 for your regular spells and 1 for that ultimate ability. And that could be viable for a standard console controller. There's enough buttons for that.
I personally don't want to see it go on to the PS3 and the Xbox because I think it's going to take away from the player. We'll add some if it was on PS3 and Xbox and bring some, but I feel like if it's on PS3 or an Xbox, everyone's going to go, if they're a console player, and play it on the Xbox. Whereas if it's only on PC and Mac, the fans will come and play it on the PC or Mac. So there'll be more players to play with.
Do you think that if they did launch it on the console, it would dilute the amount of players playing on PC or Mac?
I think it might do some damage to
definitely. It. Definitely. Especially, and it would be even worse, too, if the servers were all separate servers. So if you had 3 different servers for 3 different systems, yeah, it would just dilute the entire... I mean, yeah, there would still be a lot of people playing on the PC, and yeah, there would still be a lot of people playing on the Xbox and stuff like that. But it wouldn't be nearly as epic or as grand as they were originally expecting it to be. So if they were to do it, it would have to be all single server, all connected. Otherwise, it would sort of take away from what they're trying to do with their whole mega server and creating a large-scale MMO that, you know, can play multiple people, or by multiple, I mean hundreds and hundreds of people in RVR and stuff like that. So it might bite them in the butt later on down the road if they did that.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting discussion. I know there's a lot of disappointment with console gamers. You know, we've heard it. Console gamers are bitching. Oh, what the heck? Why are they making a PC and Mac only MMORPG of the Elder Scrolls Online? Why didn't they just come out with the 6th Elder Scrolls game to follow up on Skyrim, you know, in a different territory? But that has been a huge controversy. I think, though, if PC and Mac users do attract those console gamers, you know, their friends, and say, hey, come on, guys, check this out. Check out the Elder Scrolls Online on PC and Mac. Check out this MMORPG. We can actually play together. I think they will have a sort of a change of heart. Council-wise, I have to agree with you guys. I think this seems a little maybe daunting for ZeniMax Online, who has already done a daunting task by making this game available for the Mac. That's huge. And then to, you know, even expand it on the consoles, that would be just as hard, if not harder, for trying to make this game compatible with that hardware. Moving right along, guys, let's talk about something that is sort of important. Let's speculate on it. Projected release date for the Elder Scrolls Online. Tim, what do you think?
They're going to end up being, I want to say, end of 2013. So, and that's to say it doesn't get pushed back, which pretty much every MMO does get pushed back. So if I was to take a specific estimate, I would say December 2013. If it got pushed back, maybe February, March 2014. Here's hoping it doesn't, though.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Danny boy, what do you think?
I'm thinking November 2013 it's coming out.
November? Really? Yes.
Yeah. I got high hopes.
Do you want it to come out in November for a specific reason?
Nope. I just picked November.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they said beta is going to be starting in 2013. Obviously has to if they want to, you know, keep their target window possible. when do you guys think we can see beta coming in to play? You know, 8 to 10 months, what do you say? Is that a fair amount of time for beta to be live and for beta to be going until the game actually launches?
Yeah. I mean, beta, the more beta testing you have, the better, obviously. There's more people to test the game. That's definitely something you need and want in an MMO. But I think 8 to 10 months is perfectly fine. I would assume that we would see beta opening up anywhere from the end of February to beginning to mid-March of 2013. So, yeah, I think that would be sufficient. I mean, the game's been in development for a long time, so you have to take into consideration that they've also had a boatload of internal testing, right? And
well, I would hope.
Right. I mean, one would hope. One would hope. But I mean, you know, I think 8 to 10 months would be sufficient.
Dan, what about you? When do you think beta will start?
I hope it comes out as soon as possible, like Tim said, February or March.
So you guys think that beta will be starting pretty soon almost? Yeah, not too far away.
I think they're just waiting for the new year to take it out, because as you guys have said, it's been in development for a while now.
And you don't want to wait. I mean, you don't want to wait too long. You know, I would like to see it in January, even as early as January. You don't want to wait till like July to start doing it and then have like a 4-month period, because if the Elder Scrolls is as big as it's supposed to be or is as big as they've been saying that it is, you're going to need a lot more time for testing than, you know, 4 months, especially even if you do specific testing. Okay. So even if you're doing, all right, this week we're only doing RVR. You can't do anything else. It's only RVR. The rest of the game's locked out. Even if you're doing that, you still need more than 4 months for a AAA MMO, because there's so many things and so many adjustments that need to be made, and there's so many more bugs that appear when you put it on a grand scale that you would never catch in internal testing. Because when they have internal testing, yeah, they have maybe a couple thousand people playing the game. But when you open it up to beta testers and then open beta and you've got hundreds of thousands of people playing, there's so many more bugs that come to light. So they're going to need time to find those bugs and then repair them and get everything prepped before launch. So I would expect to see it sometime in February or early to mid-March.
Yeah, I think that's the key, or what you just said right there, is make sure that you have a lot of people testing, because we didn't have enough people testing the planet of Ilum with Tor before that game came out. And then when the game launched, there were a ton of problems. So I definitely agree with you. Having a lot of people trying to break content, messing around, playing the game, stressing the server, stressing, you know, the zone, whatever, is definitely going to be huge, especially in Cyrodiil, since there's going to be a ton of people in Cyrodiil.
Right.
So I'm hoping that there's a lot of beta focus around that.
And, you know, I want them to test Endgame. I know Endgame is supposed to be a major part of the gaming experience in an MMO, but they need to, if need be, if you need to divide up the raids between test groups, do that so that no one experiences all of the end game. Okay, but they need to test end game because, you know, other MMOs haven't done that. And when you get to max level, your playthrough has been polished as, you know, can be, right? Like I hate to mac on Tor, but Tor was polished beyond belief. Like levels 1 to 15, like that game, it was polished, okay? And then 15 to 20 or 16 to 20, still pretty polished game. But once you hit endgame, they barely did any endgame testing in beta. And it was just like, Eternity Vault had bugs, Karagas Palace had bugs, Ilum was a joke. I mean, their servers couldn't handle huge PvP battles. I mean, it was ridiculous. And a lot of these issues could have been solved in beta testing. So they need to They need to test endgame in beta. That is extremely important. I can't stress that enough.
Moving right along, guys. Next topic of speculation, of sort of opinion. What features would you like to see in Tiso that aren't currently in the game from other MMORPGs or even other games, other RPGs, from any game, that you think could be appropriate and fitting to be implemented in The Elder Scrolls Online? Dan, how about we start with you, buddy?
I'd like to see ship battles.
ship battles.
Yeah. On the original Xbox, the Pirates of the Caribbean game had this little like side thing where you could go on a ship, board another ship, take it over, and then bring it back, sell your other ship, buy all these types of weapons and cannons and grapes and stuff. And I think that would be really cool to add in. So besides going on your continent, you could go out on your ship and go around and maybe flank the continent or something. Or, I don't know, do something crazy.
Well, all right.
Even though you can't go in the zone, I know you can't go in the zone, but I don't know. Just maybe like scope in there, see what they're planning for. You know, who knows?
You just want that freaking water staff, man. God. You just want to find Atlantis. So you're saying have ship battles around Tamriel on the outside, not because Tim, you've played Oblivion, right? Is there enough water in Cyrodiil to have a ship battle?
No. I mean, again, I believe they've said the Elder Scrolls is pretty much scaled down. It's like a 10-to-1 ratio or whatever. So it's like supposed to be 10 times bigger than what you see in the games. But even still. I mean, that the lake surrounding the Imperial City still, even if it was 10 times bigger, probably wouldn't be big enough for an all-out just naval warfare. I do agree with Dan, though. I think having perhaps key objectives like scattered on the outskirts of Tamriel in the oceans, that would be kind of cool. You know, I don't know, that's something that they could do later on in the future, obviously. But yeah, if they had different things where you could try to take control of the coasts, you know, to try to maybe open up trade routes or something like that with different areas. Because I'm pretty sure all of the continents, or all the factions, like, territories are all connected to water somehow. So they could have it play off, you know, hey, we're getting resources from such and such, you know, or we're trading here or whatever, and we've got key, you know, little objectives, little forts scattered throughout the oceans, and then you could take those over. Maybe they could have an RVR system.
What about a battleground or something?
A battleground would work too. You know, an instance battleground where you could just go in and have sort of a naval battle. Yeah, naval battles, I've always wanted one in an MMO. I've seriously always wanted one. I mean, Assassin's Creed, yeah, has naval battles, and it's fun. But it's not the same, right? There's so many... I love the idea of captaining your own ship or captaining a ship of, you know... Just your, like, of a crew of, like 10, 15, 20, 25 people, okay? So there's 25 people on this boat with you, and then you've got, you know, the rest of your guild or your alliance, and they've got other ships with 20 people on them or whatever, and you sail into battle, and you know, wreck havoc. I've always wanted that in an MMO, and I've never experienced it myself. I'm sure there's an MMO out there that has something along those lines. I mean, like, Puzzle Pirates, that game had sort of ship battles, but it's that's not what I'm really talking about, so. But yeah.
Oh, man.
So.
Tim, what do you want to see? What feature would you like to see implement from TESO from another game or MMO?
I think armor. What Tor did with armor, how they had like, you could take your armor pieces, okay, gear that you liked, and then you could rip the mods out of it, so to speak, the stats out of it, essentially, and you could put new stats of another armor set in there, so that you could keep the appearance of that armor. I think that would be sweet. And then allow us to change the color of the armor. So perhaps like Tor also had where you can match the armor to your breastplate. I want to see that. Okay, I want to be able to match the armor colors so my helmet and my shoes and my boots look the same, even if they're different types of armor. So, you know, if I've got, and by types, I mean like, you know, if they're different sets. Okay, so if I'm wearing three sets of armor, you know, I've got different gloves on and the boots are different than the helmet and the chest. Yeah, you know, I want to be able to match my color set so it all looks the same. I don't look like a clown. And I'd also like to see, like I said, being able to take the stats out of an armor set and put them into another set. So I can take the stats out of this chest piece and put it into this other chest piece. You know, that way I can look the way that I want to look.
So you would like to see an appearance system almost?
Yeah, I guess. I guess sort of an appearance system, yeah.
I loved... I loved Warhammer Online's appearance system. It was so easy to use. And then they had the die system too, which was awesome. And like the whole die thing added a sort of twist on scavenging and crafting materials and stuff, because you could sell that die on the auction house and players could buy it and then apply that to their armor scheme.
Right.
That would be really cool. I agree with you.
Yeah. I don't know if I wanted it to be exactly like Warhammer's die system. Like, I liked Warhammer's die system, but it was a little, like, some of the colors were too weird.
If you know like what I mean. Like the Ninja Turtle Chosen.
Or you could get, like, you know, like this vibrant pink. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with colors like that or anything like that. But, I mean, when you just, like, it's just a pink blob and you can't, like, because some of the colors, like, blotted out the detail of the armor. So it just, you kind of look like a pink guy just running around. And it's just, you know, so if they do it, I want them to still keep the awesome looking detail. I don't want it to, like, if I take a die and I put, like, red dye on my armor, I don't want my entire armor to be red. Maybe, like, the trim or, you know, the actual solid color to be red, but not like the entire set of armor to be red. So if they do implement a dye system, which if they do it properly, like perhaps allowing us to, you know, pick specific points in our armor to dye, I would like to see that. I mean, that's really complex and complicated, and I'm sure they've got other things to worry about than a complicated dye system, but, you know, we're speculating here. It's a wish list. So, yeah, something that allows us to further customize our characters.
To make what about us guild look halls? The way we want
to. Guild halls would be cool too, yeah. I think I get guild houses in the game first. Or not guild houses, I'm sorry. Houses, player housing in the game first. But I think after player housing, definitely guild halls would be pretty cool. You know, and give them... And, you know, maybe you could take it a step further and you create your own guild hall. You customize your own keep. You know, you make it look legit and then... You can battle your keep in an instanced RVR-esque, you know, battleground with another guild. You can challenge another guild, and you can have your keep, and they have their keep, and you have to sack each other's keeps or something like that. You know.
So practice skirmish?
Not necessarily practice, but you could set up like a personal battle. It wouldn't be like you could go and, I mean, you could challenge your own faction to maybe a practice or a skirmish or a duel or something like that. Or, you know, if you found somehow. If they had some system to where you could challenge factions or you could queue up and you get randomly placed with a team from another, or a guild from another faction, or you could go to, you know, a certain area and challenge other guilds from different factions, and it takes both of your keeps and puts you into a battleground, and, you know, you kind of have your own little personal RVR battle between your two guilds. I think that would be kind of cool.
Interesting. Since we're going in that direction of competition, would you guys like to see esports in The Elder Scrolls Online?
I'm thinking, I don't know, I kind of like the idea, but I don't like the idea. Because when you play, as you said, you're going to play other people, and some people are going to just take it way too far and be way better than me, and I'm going to get angry about it. And I don't like to get angry, so I don't know, I like it, because then it will bring more people to it. People will watch it, people will like it, more people will buy it or whatever, do microtransactions, it'll bring more content to it, but I guess I'm just being selfish.
So wait a minute, you don't want to see esports because you're afraid you're going to get griefed too hard?
No, nah, forget what I just said, I want to see esports, it'd be awesome.
Wow. Well, and the reason I'm asking is because there's a lot of speculation and there's a lot of sort of rumors that Guild Wars 2 is going to enter the realm of esports. And I don't know why I just said Warhammer. World of Warcraft, they already sort of do something esports like. They do the arena battles where everyone submits and there's a huge tournament that's followed and seen on Twitch and all other live stream channels. But would you like to see something for that in TESO? Tim, do you have an opinion?
I don't really care what types or whatever, but I just want some type of mini game. Something like Dan was saying that brings people in to see or to play the game. Draw in that kind of crowd. If there's people out there that play MMOs and are into the esports things, to do it. I mean, yeah, you've got other things to do before launch, but that's something to put in the game later on. I really hope that they do mini games, though. because they need something to keep people enticed in the game after they get to end game.
Okay. So you don't care if it is esports or not. You just want some type of game element.
Some type of a game element, exactly. Whether that be, you know, cards or checkers, I don't care. Something small that keeps people entertained for hours. And some of the mini games could be large. You know, they could be as small as checkers, or they could be as large as, like Dan was saying, maybe ship battles. You could turn ship battles into a mini game, or you could turn customizing your RVR keep with your guild, you know, making your guild hull. Yeah, that could be considered a mini game. Something unique, something that takes the player out of the everyday grind of either RVR or endgame raiding in ESO, and puts them into another universe to battle or to compete with other players. Because PvP doesn't just consist of swinging your sword at somebody. It can consist of playing cards. I mean, that's technically speaking PvP too, right? So,
very good. I agree. I would like to see something different to keep people intrigued. That's definitely a good point. What have we seen in single-player Elder Scrolls games that has elements like that? Besides the guilds? Is there something that have the single-player Elder Scrolls games have anything sort of unique like that in mini games besides exploring and stuff like that?
I don't recall playing any mini games in the.
I mean, you can randomly brawl people in a bar. You know, some people can be like, "Oh, I bet I can beat you." Okay, and then you put coin down and you can fight them.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's sort of a mini game if they implemented, you know, fist fighting or something like that. If you had enough, you know, high enough unarmed or whatever, yeah, I could see fist fighting in a brawl or in a bar, brawling it out over gold or something. Sure.
Alrighty, guys and gals, we have reached the ending of our show. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to Troll Scroll Episode 8. Keep an eye on trollscroll.com for all the news you need to know on the Elder Scrolls Online. A couple days ago, I reposted the introduction to Tezo video dissection, made a few corrections and revisions based on feedback that you guys gave a couple weeks ago when that video did unveil and release. So check that out on Real Troll Scroll. That's our YouTube channel. You can watch the new updated and revised dissection. Tim, you want to give us a pun about the Legion Guild? Give us sort of a breakdown on Legion?
Did you say a pun?
Yeah, I don't know why I said a pun.
I was going to say, you could throw me out on the spot like that and you come up with a joke real quick.
One goal, one passion, Legion.
It's more of a slogan than a.
Yeah, it's more pun. Of a motto.
Yeah. All right, Legion.
Elf only.
I don't know if that's a pun. Well, to some people it might be a pun. Yeah, so Legion, we're a high elf only guild. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be focused around RVR and PvP. Come join us, right? We're going to be doing a lot of things. Troll Scroll focuses around building community, right? And that's what Legion focuses around, building community, finding people that you enjoy playing with, that you enjoy getting online with and want to get online with. And when TESO launches, we're going to be focusing on doing a lot of server events and community events and bringing other players together, not just only in our guild, but, you know, other guilds and even other factions as well. So we're a guild based around community, based around respect, based around having fun. You know, we want you to get on and enjoy your gaming experience. We don't want you to feel like it's a second job. So check us out. You can go to legionhq.engine.com. That's engine as in E-J-I-N.
Isn't it E-N-J-I-N?
Yeah, I missed the N. You're right. E-N-J-I-N. Sorry. Engine. Sound it out. You'll get it. You're better speller than me. We're not going to go into my spelling issues. Point is, check us out. Legit. And look around on the website. Mess around. Check out some things. And if you're interested, go ahead and post an application. If you have any questions, feel free to send us a PM on the website. Be happy to help you out. Answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah, for sure. Guys and gals can follow us on Twitter for real-time updates at Real Troll Scroll. We would love it if you would like our Facebook page. Search the keyword Troll Scroll. And you guys have a fantastic weekend. Take care.
See you next week.
Bye.
Yeah.